This is Weekly Interwork from Interfrontier with Joseph Naft. Walking in Oneness. Spiritual Walking 7. Everything has the will to be itself. Everything. This includes all of nature. It includes us humans and all the things we have made. Things persist in time because they have the will to be themselves. In more rudimentary things, a chair, for example, that will to be is correspondingly rudimentary, yet there nevertheless. Perhaps you are reading this on a screen or on paper. This screen or this paper has the will to be itself, just as you and I do. Regardless of whether it is complex or rudimentary, free or constrained, all will has the same nature. We share in that will with each other and with everything around us. It is on that level of will that true unity exists, that true love exists, the love revealed by non-separateness. Physicists are discovering more and more about quantum entanglement, which in our terms means creating pairs or groups of particles or objects that share one will. In a spiritual sense, the whole world is, or rather could be, like that, entangled and sharing in the one will. This is a matter of levels. We can consider our own body to be an organized collection of entangled particles. What happens to one part affects all the other parts, as well as the whole. Our body is entangled in the sense that all its pieces share one will, our will. Our practice at this level is to be present in the whole of ourselves, body, heart, and mind. Consider the Earth. Its will encompasses the whole planet, including all life on the Earth, including you and me. What affects a part affects all the other parts. We all share in the joys and sorrows of others on this planet. We all share in the thriving or non-thriving of the animals and plants. We all share a fundamental identity, for our will is who we are. Our practice at this level is to expand our identity to be the Earth, to open ourselves to being both a particle and the whole. In matter and being, we are a particle of the Earth. In will, we open to be the one will of the Earth that flows through us and through all. This is kinship with all life. This is love. Obviously, however, we humans do not act from our shared identity, which remains hidden beneath our personal and collective fragmentation. We adopt splintered identities and act from avarice and antagonism, from selfishness even to the point of violence, from short-sightedness and forsaking our collective future. Right now, the Earth sorely needs us to practice oneness, to open the doors to unity, to expand our shared identity with each other, with all life, and with all of nature. The more we can carry that within us, the more that benign influence will make itself felt on this one earth of ours. We can open our heart, mind, and soul to that fundamental, dynamic, living unity that flows through us. It is right here inside us and in all we see. It embraces us in all we see. It loves us and all we see. As you walk, particularly when you walk outside, allow yourself to be inwardly embraced by the world around you. Be that. Behind and within everything, there is that same loving, unifying, singular will that flows through you. Be that. For this week, please walk in oneness. Recorded July 28, 2019. Thank you.